Welcome back to Talking Baseball, San Francisco Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie, Bill Lasky, and Carey Crowley. I'm Walter Caroseta, taking you around the world of baseball. And today we will be heading to the AL West to talk some Houston Astros baseball. And joining me to talk some Astros baseball, beat writer for the Houston Astros for MLB.com, Brian McTaggart. Brian, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, we're getting into the final stretch of baseball this month, going towards October, and the Houston Astros right now, they are storming through baseball right now. Second best record in the game right now, Brian. A lot of great storylines around baseball, but let's just stick with the Houston Astros, and let's stick with the fact that the Astros are currently, like I said, the second best record in baseball, with so many questions going into the season this year with the rotation, with the production of the offense, with losing Carlos Correa. How are the Astros getting it done this year?
Well, number one is pitching. I mean, they have the best starting rotation in the American League based on the numbers, led by a couple of all-stars. Justin Verlander, who is pretty much missed two full seasons, had Tommy John surgery, and now looks like he's going to win the Cy Young. Framber Valdez, an all-star, one of the best lefties in the game, has 21 consecutive quality starts. But the rest of the rotation has pitched really solid as well. Guys like Jose Urquidy, Luis Garcia, Christian Javier, probably not household names, but international signings the Astros made that all came up in the last few years and have blossomed into quality major league starters. And then they got Lance McCullers Jr. back, who made his third start Friday after he missed the whole season with a forearm injury. He was their best pitcher last year. And the bullpen's been really good too, but that's been a product of their starter pitching so deep in the game. So, you know, offensively they got off to a slow start, but they picked it up as the season went along. Guys like Alex Bregman heated up in the second half. Yordan Alvarez had an MVP first half. And then they went out and added Trey Mancini at the trade deadline. So it's not the juggernaut offense we've seen from the Astros the last few years, but, you know, pitching-wise, they're pretty unparalleled what they've been doing as far as their starters.
Yeah, the pitching starters ERA, by the way, first in the American League. Just amazing what they are doing. It's very not uncomfortable. It's very unconventional for the Houston Astros to be led by the starting pitching. Their pitching in general, because in years past they've been led by the offense. So is this just, you know, they're riding the wave, or is this something that was expected coming from them at the beginning of the year?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't agree with that. I mean, they've, ever since they got on this run here, they've always had some really, really strong pitching. You know, they had a Cy Young Award winner in Keuchel in 15, and in 17 they had Charlie Morton in the rotation. They had traded for Verlander. And then in 2019 they had the 1-2 finishers in the Cy Young and Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander. You know, I think last year, you know, their pitching sort of took a step back. Verlander was out all year. They lost McCullers for the playoffs. And then some of these younger names I mentioned earlier that are pitching so well now, they just couldn't really handle the workload in their first full season in the big leagues. And by the time they got to the playoffs, their pitching was really in tatters. But the Astros, you know, organizations always stress pitching. They've sort of changed the way people pitch now. They were one of the first teams to have guys start throwing the four seams up. And instead of, you know, you always hear keep the ball down, and they sort of pitched against the launch angles, and they're still doing that today. But yeah, I mean, in 2019 they had one of the best offenses in the history of baseball. And they just have some holes in their lineup that, you know, they lost Correa, they lost George Springer. They've replaced those guys with players who haven't produced like that, but they're still getting enough production in other areas and pitching so well that they're racking up the wins.
Yeah, the pitching is by far one of the best in all of baseball, definitely in the American League. Talking with Brian McTaggart, beat writer for the Houston Astros for MLB.com. Now, we're talking about the starting pitching, and at the forefront of it is Justin Verlander, who is just coming back from, you know, pretty much not pitching in 2 years. I know the Astros were optimistic going into the season, but did anyone see this type of performance from Justin Verlander at the beginning of this year, and what has he done differently?
Yeah, I don't think anybody saw this. I mean, he pitched on opening day in 2020, which was July, because of the pandemic, got hurt, and then didn't pitch again until spring of this year. So you're right. He missed pretty much two full years, had the Tommy John surgery. I mean, he's doing this at age 39 years old. And, you know, here he is at, you know, 16-3 with a 1.87 ERA, you know, a bunch of other numbers too that would lead the league. you know, I thought he would be pretty good, and I think the Astros thought he would be pretty good. That's the reason they gave him $25 million, but I don't think they could have expected he would pitch at this level. You know, he's still a guy that takes the ball and goes 6-7 innings. He doesn't go the 7-8-9 innings, I think, that we were used to seeing him a couple of years ago, but he really hasn't had to with the bullpen pitching so well. But, you know, he's changed the way he pitches a little bit. He doesn't throw as hard as he used to, doesn't get as much swing and miss as he used to, you know, get pitches to a little more contact, but he's still one of the great competitors in the game. He still has some of the great, some of the great stuff in the game. And when he has to reach back and throw 99 miles an hour in the sixth inning, he's shown he still has that in the tank too. So it's been pretty incredible to watch. And, you know, hopefully for his sake, he can finish this off here the next 5 weeks and get that third Cy Young.
Well, and recently we've had Justin Verlander and Clayton Kershaw a couple, I think it was maybe a month ago, flirting with a no-hitter, right? And just to see them do that at the age that they are, just finding that fountain of youth as they've so regularly have done in their careers. But, you know, is that a change in baseball? Is it only for the veterans? Because they are looking at, you know, not taking away personal accolades, and they're looking at the big goal with the World Series. Is that something organizationally that you see with the Houston Astros, or is that kind of a wave across all of baseball with the veteran pitching?
Well, I think, you know, Verlander, I think number one wants to win, but I mean, I think a Cy Young at this stage of his career would be very important to him. I think it's something that's a goal and something that he's eyeing. I mean, it would be his third. You know, you ask him, it should probably be his fourth. I mean, he thinks he should have won a few years ago when Blake Snell won it, and just because he had pitched so many more innings, he probably should have. So I think it would match him with Scherzer for three, and sort of a guy who pitched in the same era. You know, he's still chasing 300 wins. I think he's at 242 right now, so he's going to have to get a lot of wins in his 40s to get it done. But, you know, he's a guy that pretty clearly has said several times, I want to pitch until I'm 45, and he wants to get all those round numbers. People don't care about wins, but he does. He wants 300 wins. And so if he's able to, you know, finish this off and get his third Cy Young, you know, like you said, he's flirted with a couple of no-hitters. He's got three of those as well. I mean, he's headed for the Hall of Fame now no matter what, but he's moving up to, you know, maybe consideration as one of the top 12, 15 pitchers in the game as he keeps piling up these really, really strong seasons.
We're talking with Brian McTaggart, a beat writer for the Houston Astros, talking some Justin Verlander here, because apparently he wants to be baseball's Tom Brady. He wants to play until he's 45. That would be incredible if he was able to do that. Yeah, Brian, I mean, we're talking about Justin Verlander. We're talking about that starting rotation, but they have a 1-2 punch in Framber Valdez. I mean, don't let what he's doing be kicked to the curb a little bit. 21 consecutive quality starts. What has he done to really turn the page in this season? You know, coming into his own.
Well, he was a guy that came up in 18 and 19 and was sort of, he couldn't throw strikes. He bounced between the rotation, bullpen, sent him back to AAA, and just basically an arm, a lefty arm. You wondered, you know, what's his future going to be? And I remember Mike Trout saying something about him in one of those 2 years, saying he had some of the best stuff he's ever faced. And lo and behold, you know, Valdez got it together. You know, he credits a sports psychologist with helping him control his emotions on the mound, control his tempo. And in the pandemic-shortened season, he pitched really well, but still it was a pandemic-shortened season. You were wondering what you're going to get. You know, last year he breaks his finger in spring training, doesn't pitch to the end of May, but has a strong 4 months for the Astros. And this year he's put everything together. And yeah, he's had 21 consecutive quality starts, but it's not like he's gone six innings and given up three runs. I mean, he's going 7 and 8, giving up one or two runs. He's got a really, really good curveball, one of the best curveballs in the game. He's got a really good sinker, gets tons of ground balls. So when someone gets on base, he can get a double play with that sinker. I mean, I think he's got 10% more ground balls than anybody else in baseball or thereabouts. So he's a guy who gets in trouble. He gets out of it very quickly, very strong guy, just a workhorse starter, probably somebody a lot of people don't know about. But he did make his first All-Star team this year and even got the win in that game. So I think as far as left-handed pitchers go, he's probably one of the top three or four in the game right now. And I think the Astros would put Verlander and Valdez starting game one and two of the playoffs up against anybody.
Yeah, that 1-2 punch is phenomenal right now, what the Houston Astros have going for them in the pitching rotation. And I mean, and that's the thing, when it gets down to the postseason play, 1-2, I mean, you need to have aces, 1A and 1B, and that's essentially what the Astros have. You can go toe-to-toe with anybody. But big picture here, Brian, what do the Astros, how do they stack up against the top players in the American League with the Yankees and such like that?
Well, I mean, I think they're the best team in the American League. I mean, they lead the AL by 3.5 games over the Yankees coming into play Friday. And they played the Yankees 7 times and beat them 5 times. In fact, of those 7 meetings with the Yankees, the Astros led in every single inning of every game, with the exception of the Yankees pulling out a couple of walk-off wins in their last at bat. So they've dominated the Yankees in the regular season. They lead them by 3.5 games with a tiebreaker. So, you know, I would be shocked if it's not Astros-Yankees in the ALCS again. It looks like the Astros would have home field advantage in that. But, you know, I think they're the team to beat in the American League, and they're the defending American League champions. It's a very playoff-tested team. It's a team still with a chip on its shoulder that wants to win a World Series post-sign-stealing scandal. That, you know, they've come close a couple of times since all that came out, losing in the World Series in 19 and 21. But they feel they still have a lot to prove. And if they have to go through the Yankees and eliminate them from the playoffs one more time, I think they're equipped to do that.
Well, and how amazing is that, Brian, if we were to have a World Series rematch of the Astros and Dodgers? It's a very big, very real possibility that we have that. But as you mentioned, they have a chip on their shoulder. Is that extra motivation for the Houston Astros right now? I know it's a different coaching staff. There's a couple of regulars with Altuve and Verlander and Bregman there. You know, it's not the same team from 2017, but is there still extra motivation that they want to get this done so that they can say, hey, we got it done the right way, and to kind of get rid of the stigma of the 2017 sign stealing?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's only 5 players left from that team, but, you know, I think if you ask those players that, you know, that they felt that they could have won in 2017 without, you know, the sign stealing. They pitched very well. They won a ton of games on the road when it appears nothing was going on. So, yeah, I mean, I think it would help legitimize this little run the Astros have been on and quality of their careers, because guys like Altuve and Bregman specifically, and even Gurriel, you know, they still get booed on the road wherever the Astros go. So that's got to be in the back of their minds a little bit. But, you know, for most of the rest of the roster, it's, you know, they weren't here. So it's just a matter of, you know, trying to get that championship. But they're well positioned as ever to win. Just with the pitching that they have, because we all know when you get to the playoffs that the pitching is magnified, bullpens are magnified, and they have a lot of weapons.
Yes, they do, and it's going to be very interesting to see how the Astros move forward into October. Brian, really appreciate you coming on to the show. We're pulling for our guy here in the Bay Area. I speak for everyone in the Bay Area, right? But I am pulling for Dusty Baker to finally get that World Series ring, the elusive World Series ring for Dusty Baker. So hopefully we're able to get that. But Brian, thank you for coming on to the show. Really appreciate it, and have a good rest of the regular season and good luck into the playoffs.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right, and again, that was Brian McTaggart, beat writer for the Houston Astros for MLB.com. And that is it for me. Walter signing off, sending it back to my guy, Raf, at the studio. More Talking Baseball coming up with Marty Lurie, Bill Lasky, and Carey Crowley. You're listening to KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.